Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody down in the U.S. had a very happy Thanksgiving, had some time to spend with your family, and get away from work, your computer, whatever seems to be kind of daily distractions for us all. It was nice to have a bit of a slower week for the markets and even really a day and a half off of trading for a lot of the U.S. markets. That being said, on this weekend show, we're taking a bit more of a big picture look at the markets and at the metals. In the first two segments here, we are joined by Peter Buchvar, Chief Investment Officer at Bleakley Financial Group, also editor of the Book Report website, which we will link to within this weekend show posting. Peter, as I mentioned, we're focusing on big picture, and big picture concept I think that is the most important right now is what environment we are left with when the Fed and other central banks stop hiking rates. We all know we're getting closer to that period of time. We're not going to guess or analyze when they are going to stop hiking rates. Let's just talk about this environment of when the central banks, especially the Fed, stop hiking rates. What do you think that environment is going to look like, Peter?
Well, historically speaking, when the Fed would be in a rate hiking cycle, they would do so until the U.S. economy went into recession, outside of the rare occasions where they did not, a.k.a. soft landing. But historically, it's been mostly a hard landing. And then the Fed immediately pivots to cutting interest rates to cushion the recession. So the question is okay, they're going to hike to call it 4.5%, 5%, whatever. The economy is going to suffer as a result, and does the Fed come to the rescue and start cutting like they have in the past? And I think the problem for the Fed is that higher inflation, even though it is peaking and rolling over, still inflation well above that 1% to 2% rate will sort of handcuff the Fed's ability to cushion any economic weakness. Now, part of that is that's what they want. Bostic, the Atlanta Fed president, recently said that the Fed's going to have to resist the temptation to quickly respond to any pronounced economic weakness if inflation's still remaining very elevated. So what that means is that after they finish hiking, we're going to have to get used to much higher interest rates for a longer period of time than markets are accustomed to. We're not going back to zero anytime soon in the next recession. We're not going to QE so quickly in the next recession. And this higher for longer, because we're so used to saying lower for longer, this higher for longer, tighter for longer, is a new environment that is sort of the next mountain to climb for the markets and the economy.
Well, Peter, I think that's an interesting point to raise, because if it's higher for longer for both inflation and higher for longer for interest rates, almost everybody assumes that when the Fed does put in their last few rate hikes and pause, that it means that, as you mentioned, that everybody's expecting them to go back to easing and that there'd be recessionary pressures. But what if they pause for a while and then decide, you know what, inflation is still sticky, we may keep hiking? I don't hear anybody discussing that potential that after the pause, they could still do another hike. Is that anything that's on the table in your eyes?
It's very possible, but because of where I see inflation going from here, and that's lower, from what I see where unemployment is going, and that's higher from here, I don't think the Fed has many rate hikes left in it. Now, they could continue on after the next 50 in December, raise a couple more 25s to get to around that 5% level, but I think the economic damage that's being done by this, and it's purposeful. They want to slow the economy, but it's just a question of to what degree. I think in a credit-sensitive, interest rate-sensitive economy, we're going to slow notably. And I don't think the Fed is going to have, as I said, because of that, have too many rate hikes left in it. But that's not necessarily a good thing. That's just a lack of a further negative, because just keeping rates at these high levels, you know, is a squeeze on the economy. I mean, if we're in a new world of 7% mortgage rates in the U.S., even if it stays there for, you know, if it stays there for a couple of years, you know, that puts a freeze on the housing market until either home prices fall enough to offset that, or consumers save up more money for their down payment to lower the size of their loan, which would then lower their monthly payment.
Peter, since you mentioned monthly payment, there's a lot of the people out there that are saying the Fed needs to pivot sooner rather than later. They need to start cutting rates because they can't service their own debt in terms of how much more they need to pay at these higher rates. What's your response to this argument?
Well, that is the problem for those that have adjustable rate / floating rate debt. And their interest expense today is dramatically higher than it was 9 months ago. But, you know, that's sort of the dice roll that people took when they borrowed floating rate and didn't hedge it out, or decided that they liked that lower rate relative to a slightly higher fixed rate. Well, this is the consequence. And if you were managing a business, well, you should have been more careful with how you borrowed. And if you're a household, the same applies. And you know, I feel bad for the pain that this is going to cause, but there were plenty of opportunities for households and businesses to borrow fixed rate for an extended period of time.
Well, Peter, what about the debt load that the Fed holds itself and their ability to service the debt on their balance sheet if rates continue to stay as high as they are, and if they move the terminal rate up to, let's say, close to 5%?
So with respect to that, the Fed, if they were to mark to market their portfolio, they'd have a lot of losses on their balance sheet. But, you know, the Fed is not inclined, at least for treasuries, to sell them. So they think that they'll just hold to maturity and they won't have to deal with the reality of that, even though, you know, there could be accounting issues. There is, though, a reduction in the amount that the Fed will be transferring to the U.S. Treasury, to the point where they'll be making less than what they're paying out to U.S. banks via interest on excess reserves. So if the Fed was treated like a private entity, they would be insolvent. But because it's a government entity, you know, they can do whatever they want, essentially, and not pay a consequence.
Now, when we get to the point where the Fed has paused, what do you think we're going to see on their balance sheet, or any balance sheet movement? Because as high as the balance sheet is, you look back to, I believe it was April, when we saw a peak in where the balance sheet stood, and we are over $300 billion smaller on the balance sheet than the peak.
Right, so the peak was in April at just below $9 trillion. You know, as you said, we're about $340 billion below that, with that continuing. So even if the Fed's almost done hiking, well, they're still shrinking their balance sheet until they stop. But that in itself is a form of monetary tightening, I believe, mostly influential on asset prices rather than directly on the economy. But it still is a form of monetary tightening that will continue on. This is the 2023 challenge, is both the QT and the economic consequences of these very sharp rate increases.
All right, guys, we're out of time for this segment, but we're having Peter back on next segment. We're going to keep on talking big picture markets, might even get into some commodities as well. So everyone stick around. We're going to be right back with Peter Buchbar.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are continuing to chat with Peter Buchvar. Remember, go check out Peter Buchvar's site, The Book Report, which I will post on our website in the weekend show posting. Now, Peter, as much as we've heard from investors about how the Fed isn't going to be able to keep hiking and the markets, yeah, we could have a big correction down, a big washout fall. Do you think, taking a step back, that investors
are positioned well, or at least well protected for a potential major drop?
Well, I can't speak for all investors. I think those investors that think that the worst is over and that when the Fed's done raising interest rates, there's an all clear sign, I disagree with that for reasons that we talked about. I think that while there's going to be amazing opportunities created in 2023, it's still going to be a challenging market and economic environment as long as rates are as high as they are and for as long as they'll be.
Peter, that brings up another point where we've heard the narrative that when the Fed does finally pause, at least for a while, that there will be this jubilation and that there are a lot of investors on the sidelines or institutions on the sidelines with cash waiting to get back in, waiting for that proverbial all clear. Is it possible we could see a big melt up after the pause and just everything before the rug gets pulled out and we see that next big leg down?
It's very possible. But the question is from what level do we get that melt up? Do we go to 3,500 first and then we rally back to 4,000, which is where we closed today in the S&P 500? It's a question of where that launch pad is from. And we'll just have to see. But for sure, when the Fed says, yeah, we're calling a timeout, yeah, you'll get that relief rally. But then that relief rally opens up to, okay, if rates stay high for a while, is it still safe to go out there and buy things?
Yeah, that's going to be the big question. I think we're all expecting some sort of a bounce or pop when the Fed does fully stop. But again, everyone's expecting that. So how high will it go? How quickly will it turn back over? Peter, what do you think is important to watch then for investors the rest of this year into next year? Again, carried over to the Fed, but also just carried over simply to the markets and the overall health of the markets.
I think a lot will depend on, you know, where inflation goes from here and how quickly does it fall and where does it eventually settle out at. Now, it's going to take time to see where it's going to settle out at, but, you know, each month we're going to get the inflation stats and we can see, you know, how it's progressing and to what extent it's moderating. You know, that'll be important. And well, how the economy sort of progresses in terms of its slowdown from here. When rates go up, It doesn't affect everything immediately and to the same extent. It first affects the interest rate sensitive parts in the economy, like housing and auto. So we know that a rise in mortgage rates has an immediate effect on the housing market. But to the rest of the economy, it doesn't necessarily have an immediate effect. It doesn't have an immediate effect for a business that has fixed debt, but it certainly has, and it has sort of a slow grinding effect on those that have floating rate. You know, up to a point they can manage that, but then you reach a point where it gets tougher and tougher. So it's a progression of events that drive an economic slowdown. It's not just one thing. And we have to see how this progresses as the months and quarters go on from here into 2023.
Peter, I'd also be interested to get your thoughts on the commodity sector, because if we are going to see slowing growth and a potential recession moving into next year, that seems like that'd be a pretty big headwind towards the commodity sector. And the U.S. dollar has been another headwind that's rolled over recently and helped a little bit. But there's the other component, which is China and the potential reopening of the second largest economy next year. How do you balance that all out with the commodity sector?
Okay, so the demand side is certainly at risk because of China, because of a global recession. But what happens if in March, April, China decides to reopen? Well, that's going to be a lift to demand. But however which way that demand part of the equation shakes out, we're still facing a very challenged supply side. I think it's hard to argue against the challenged supply side being a major secular bull case to commodities with the ebbs and flows of demand. So until the supply side catches up in a variety of different commodities from a bigger picture, longer term perspective, and money starts piling in to the investment side, I still think commodity prices will be elevated with, again, fits and starts depending on the pace of growth and the demand side. But let's just say we go into a global recession. Are more people going to buy electric vehicles next year than compared to this year? I would think people would still be buying more EVs compared to the year before. And you're talking about, what, 4 to 5 times more copper in an EV compared to an internal combustion engine. Will there be more solar panels in the next couple of years relative to the past couple of years, irrespective of recession? Likely. Well, solar panels use a lot of copper and silver, among other ingredients. So to me, the demand side is still going to go up for some very important commodities. Now, energy may be subject to some demand slippage, but in oil and natural gas, there's not screaming supply out there to tap into. So that could be an offset in why energy prices will probably stay higher for longer.
How does gold fit into this whole equation then?
Well, we know gold has been challenged by the aggressive Fed and other central banks, and certainly the strength in the dollar. But, you know, gold's barely down this year, so it's actually done pretty well on a relative basis. And if the Fed's almost done raising interest rates, which I think people are sniffing out, and that's why gold has rallied, and that's causing the weakness in the dollar, which is another reason why gold has rallied. Well, if that becomes reality and the dollar rolls over, then that could be a big lift for gold and silver, and I expect that to happen.
Peter, we also have heard some large publications come out and said gold is no longer a safe haven asset. And when you think about the traditional safe havens, they were things like bonds, which obviously haven't been that safe either. They've underperformed the general markets, one of the first times that's happened in decades. And for some time, people were saying the cryptocurrencies were buying for their safe haven status, and that hasn't worked out too well for those over the last year or so. So where are the safe havens investors can turn to? Is gold still a safe haven?
Well, the only safe haven is cash. It's the only thing that's guaranteed not to lose your money in nominal terms. Obviously, in real terms, it will, but it won't in nominal terms. Gold, in real adjusted returns, should be a safe haven compared to some other things. But some years it will, some years it won't. I mean, this year it's been a safe haven. It's barely down compared to where most stock markets and, you know, the aggregate bond index is down much more. So it's been a safe haven this year, but it wasn't so much last year. So I guess it's cash is the only safe haven again. I'll repeat that again. And gold sometimes is and sometimes isn't.
Peter, always great chatting with you. Again, if you want to keep up to date with what Peter is writing and the data that he is watching, you have to check out the Book Report website. Peter, thanks again for taking time with us on this weekend show. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Online Black Friday sales are expected to break records. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online sales are projected to top $9 billion, which would be a new record. The numbers come on the heels of a big day of Thanksgiving shopping online, with numbers up 3% year over year. Ryan Patel is a senior fellow at the Drucker School of Management. He tells CNN that supply chain issues are still causing people to alter their shopping habits.
People are making decisions, let me buy it now, even before, as you and I discussed, a couple weeks before Black Friday, to ensure that you get what you needed, that you're looking for, and that you don't have to fight for it in a couple of weeks for Christmas shopping.
After tying England on Friday 0-0, the U.S. men's soccer team has to beat Iran on Tuesday to advance to the knockout stage of the World Cup. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In these final two segments, I'm replaying an interview that we had earlier in the week with Christopher Aaron, founder of iGold Advisors, as well as the lead editor over at the Gold Eagle website. Now, this interview was posted on Tuesday. You're going to hear some of the key excerpts from this interview. It ran over 30 minutes due to weekend showtime restrictions on the radio. We can't play it all, but on our website, the full interview will be replayed. You can also go to that Tuesday posting to view the chart that we are talking about, at least in the first segment here. The first chart that we are focusing on is the Dow to Gold ratio. Christopher is going to take us through what he's seeing in the chart and what it means for the long-term trends for gold and for the Dow. We're going to get right into it now. So this is what Christopher had to say about this Dow gold ratio.
Yeah, thank you so much, Corey and Shad, for having me back on the show. Let's talk about this. This is, in my opinion, aside from the 42-year breakdown in the U.S. bond market that we've seen recently, this is the most important macro signal that is setting up across the markets that will impact every investor for the remainder of the 2020s easily and quite possibly through most of the 2030s. That's how significant this breakout or breakdown in the Dow to gold ratio is going to be, whichever way it resolves. So let's talk about this for a moment. Of course, we're talking about how many ounces of gold it takes to buy one share in every company in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, before I go any further, I just want to mention for people, you know, I've been involved in the precious metals sector since 2007, doing a lot of private investing back in the 2010s. I launched the public version of this business, the newsletter, the videos, in 2015, pretty close to the bottom that we had at $1,045 per ounce. And the only reason that I give this backdrop is that my business is aligned with higher metals prices. I will benefit if the metals prices move higher. So when you hear me say things that may be waving a red flag as to the possibility of what's going to happen with the metals, please know that it's not because anyone's paying me to do so. I'm not a precious metals basher. I would benefit if the metals go higher, but I have made a decision in my career to align foremost with the markets. I'd rather upset some people with what I say, but to align with the markets and be on the right side of the trend, that's the most important thing for me going forward, just as a backdrop. So when we look at the Dow to gold ratio, which bottomed in the year 1980 at a 1-to-1 level, in other words, the Dow was 850 points, gold reached $850 per ounce. It then started rising for 20 years up to the peak of the NASDAQ bubble, where the level hit 45. So the Dow outpaced gold by a 45x over 20 years. From 99, 2000, back to the peak of precious metals in 2011, when gold topped at 1920 per ounce, that ratio compressed from 45 down to 6. So you had the Dow losing almost 85% of its value relative to gold in that period. Then outperformance by the Dow again into 2018. But what's interesting is that from the bottom in gold in December of 2015, gold bottomed at 1,045 per ounce, which is when I launched the public version of the business that I now run. From that moment, December of 2015, through the present, even as gold prices nearly doubled into the most recent peak, they doubled from just above 1,000 to just above 2,000, the Dow to gold ratio actually moved sideways for that entire 7-year period. And so what that tells you is even as the gold price doubled, the Dow Jones Industrial Average also doubled. Now, that setup, that dynamic where you have gold prices rising strongly, almost doubling, even while the ratio moves sideways, that has only happened one other time in the history of freely traded gold. This is it. There is no other data to refer to. The only other time that that happened was from the period of 1985 to 1987, where after the peak in gold in the year 1980 at 850 per ounce, it then fell down to 1985 around 300 per ounce. From 85 to 87, gold rose from 300 per ounce to 500 per ounce. Again, almost doubling. In that period of time, the Dow to gold ratio actually moved slightly upward in favor of the Dow. So even as gold prices almost doubled back then, 85 to 87, the Dow performed better in relative terms. And the result of that, after 87, was that gold prices moved lower. Gold entered a bear market from 87 until 1999. So it was a 12-year bear market after the only other time in publicly available trading history that we've seen the same signal that we've just seen here. The only difference being this signal has lasted about twice as long, actually almost three times as long as that previous signal from the 1980s. So this is a major red flag that's been developing for the precious metals markets over the last couple of years. And please remember what I said at the very beginning. Nothing would please me more than for this signal to be wrong and for gold to simply break out here and enter the next leg up of its bull market, because then my entire business and many of my personal investments will do much better. But unfortunately, the history here is against the precious metals. And for that matter, if that's going to be the case, if this is going to be a time where the precious metals underperform, if this convergence that you see, Corey, on the Dow to gold ratio over these last 10 or so years, this converging triangle, you can see it with the magenta, the 42-year trend rising in favor of the of gold, meeting with a 22-year trend, which has been compressing in favor of gold. I meant to say the longer-term trend is in favor of the Dow. That convergence is going to break out strongly and decisively in one direction or the other. It's not going to simply continue to move sideways as it's done for the last 7 years. And when that thing breaks out, we're going to have a signal. It's either going to be gold, or it's gold and the precious metals, or it's going to be the Dow Jones and mainstream stocks that are going to outperform for the remainder of the 2020s easily and quite likely into the 2030s. And this is going to be one of those macro signals that investors are going to want to align with, no matter what they hope or wish or believe in their hearts. They're going to want to align with the charts here. And it doesn't mean, for example, if this breaks above 20, which is that declining blue line, right, in favor of gold, if this breaks out, in other words, it's going to break out, let's say, in favor of the Dow, it doesn't mean you plow 100% of your money into, you know, Tesla and Facebook and Amazon stock. It doesn't mean you have to do crazy stuff like that and to sell all your physical metals. But what it does mean is that you want to take a significant portion of your risk capital and start aligning with things that are going to be needed more by industry. This could even be things like battery metals, energy complex, you know, cobalt, nickel, lithium, things like that. It would tell you if we get this breakout in the Dow to gold in favor of Dow, it's telling you that industry is going to thrive for the remainder of the 2020s and monetary assets are going to underperform. That's what we want to watch very closely for over the next 18 months is when we should get a resolution to this.
All right, we're out of time for this segment on the radio. But as mentioned, we are having Christopher back on next segment. We'll talk about some of the other major trends when it comes to currencies and interest rates. So everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back with Christopher Aaron.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. And just a reminder, everybody listening on the radio, these are excerpts from a much longer discussion that we had with Christopher Aaron, founder of iGold Advisor, as well as the lead editor over at the Gold Eagle website. Now, this full interview was posted back on Tuesday, and for the radio, I really isolated the more big picture concepts and outlooks that Christopher has. In this segment, we are switching our focus a little bit more to the currencies and interest rates. We covered precious metals in the last segment. However, currencies and interest rates, they also have impacts and can cause some short-term, even longer-term trends for the underlying precious metals. So we're starting with the U.S. dollar. Again, if you want to listen to the full interview, you can visit our website, kereport.com, or our podcast, The KE Report. Click on that weekend show posting, or click on that Tuesday posting, where you can see some of the supporting charts. I hope you all enjoy this final segment. Christopher, let's also tie this into currencies then, because a lot of eyes have been on the U.S. dollar, as the U.S. dollar was moving aggressively higher. This month has been a tough time for the dollar, but even today we are seeing it rebound. What, in your eyes, has been the impact of the dollar on the metals? And big picture, currency-wise, where do you think we stand?
Yeah, and this all relates back to the bond market. So if I could just take an interlude and just refresh listeners' minds, that the driving force behind everything that we've seen in the markets for the last 12 months or so, 12 to 18 months, has been the decline in bond prices, or the rise in interest rates. And not just a nominal change there in the bond prices, but just for a backdrop, the bond market was in a bull market from the year 1981 through just earlier in this year. The actual peak was in 2020, but as long as the structure remained intact, it was still in a bull market. So we'll call that like a 41-year, at least a four-decade bull market in bonds. And that broke. That bull market has been severed here just a little less than 12 months ago. So we've had quite a rise in interest rates and decline in bond prices. And a lot of people are trying to say, well, this is the end. You know, the Fed is nearing a pivot. The worst is behind us. I say, uh-uh. When you have a four-decade rising trend that breaks, you could very easily be setting up for something just as long on the opposite direction. So, I mean, we could have just seen here over the last 18 months only the first wave lower in bonds, or the first wave higher in interest rates, of a secular cycle that's going to last for at least guys that are in, let's say, our age brackets, the rest of our lives, plus or minus a few years, perhaps. And so I think that very few investors have any sense of what it's going to be like to invest, let's say, for a period of several decades with falling bond prices. We just have very little experience with that. And so the flip side of that, ironically, is that as bond prices have been falling and interest rates rising, you've seen almost a Pavlovian reaction for safety into the U.S. dollar. So it's basically like investors are saying, we don't want dollars in the future, which are bonds, but we do want dollars right now. And so this reaction has been going on here for the last 12 months. And it's actually caused, I mean, we're throwing around these 40-year trends like it's nothing. But I'm not joking, you guys. We've seen multiple 40-year, four-decade trends break here just over the last 12 months. The other one to break is the Euro-USD cross pair. And that thing has broken down in disfavor of the euro from a similar 40-year trend. So that's basically a breakout in favor of the dollar, which argues, even though we've seen here a bit of a counter-trend rally in the euro from about 95 cents, you know, the dollar had exceeded parity with the euro, so 95 up to about 102 where we are today. So we've had a bit of a counter-trend rally for the euro. That break down in the euro, or conversely break upward in the dollar from a 40-year trend, argues that after this counter-trend rally, there should be significant further strength to come in the U.S. dollar. Again, I mean, lasting at bare minimum through the rest of the 2020s, but quite possibly well into the 2030s or beyond. That's simply what the charts say. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that gold and precious metals have to decline the entire time. There are periods of time from history where the dollar rises and gold rises simultaneously. But during certain periods, that will act as a headwind against the precious metals, and it'll be very interesting to see if that headwind somehow coincides with a breakout in what we were originally talking about at the very beginning, that Dow to gold ratio. That would sort of tell me that it's going to be just the right amount of inflation where industry does well, where monetary concerns are not the foremost set of concerns in the market's consciousness. And if that's the case, then perhaps we're looking at a dollar that is gaining value relative to other world currencies, but generally speaking, where the industrial wheels of the world are actually turning quite healthily over the next 1 to 2 decades. And you know what, guys? That's not such a bad world to live in. I actually think that's a pretty decent world to live in. We can still have a core holding in precious metals as the emergency, as the savings fund, right? And that'll always bail us out if worst comes to worst. But I would argue the setup that we're looking at here, what looks to be the case, is that after this bout of inflation is over, things are going to be, generally speaking, favorable for progress, for human progress to emerge. Not all at one moment. There are going to be depressions and recessions in the middle of that. There is going to be corruption. There's going to be central banks printing money, you know, to bail out X, Y, or Z. There are going to be wars. It's certainly not going to be all rosy. But despite that, I think the message that's trying to emerge here from my total take on the markets is that human progress is looking to march forward here over the next couple of decades.
Christopher, I think that's just a fascinating outlook on things and an interesting takeaway from the trends that we're seeing, major macro trends in the bonds, in the currencies, in the precious metals, in the Dow. I guess sewing this together then, you know, I had put out a thesis that when the money moved out of the bond market, and a lot of people thought the same thing, that some of it would go into the safe haven of gold. But to your point, instead it's really piled into the U.S. dollar in a way we haven't seen. So I guess wrap us up with, are you expecting as more money continues to flow out of the bond market that it'll continue to seek either the equity markets or the dollar more so than the precious metals? Is that how you're viewing things, at least based on the way things are set up currently?
It's definitely going to be flowing into the dollar, into the U.S. dollar. So it's out of dollars in the long run, into dollars in the short run, as far as dollar versus any other of the freely trading currencies. And then when this most intense part of the flight out of the bond market is over, when there's some more relative stability, that could be in 2023, my prediction is no later than the first half of 2024, when there's some relative stability in the bond market, yes, it'll still be in a declining trend perhaps for some decades, but let's say not so catastrophically declining as it has been here for the last 18 months. When we see that relative stability in the bond market, I think that's when the market's going to make its choice between Dow or gold. When we get that stability, it's going to give the markets a chance to say, hey, how bad is the state of affairs here in the world really? Do we need to favor precious metals, or is industry going to be okay? And then I think we see either that breakout or that breakdown in the Dow to gold ratio, and that sets us up for at least a decade of a theme here for investors as to which one to favor. And I think we'll have that answer late 2023, early 2024, to be totally upfront with you, Shad.
What an interesting time we are in, hey, and just seeing some of these multi-decade long trends being broken, it is noteworthy. And as you said, Christopher, when you have trends that last that long and they go the other direction, they usually last a very long time on that other direction as well. Christopher, great chatting with you. So interesting hearing about what you're viewing in some of these charts, and again, for the big picture, longer-term investors out there. Thanks again for your time, Christopher. Hope you have a great rest of your week and a very happy Thanksgiving. We'll get you back on the show again soon.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone in the U.S.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.